And that was a complete waste of time.
We got to the British Museum.
Exactly. We should have gone to a movie.
And how will that help Jason?
Well, how did going to the British Museum help him? The security is so tight they wouldn't even let me in with my press pass.
I think it's because you showed them a press pass that they wouldn't let us in. Mm-hmm. Maybe you should find a respectable line of work.
You're telling me this after how many years of marriage? Mr. Cabby, this is the hotel.
Yes, sir.
I hate to go back to Jason empty-handed.
That'll be £10.50.
Dale, isn't that Jason?
Where?
Getting into that van.
Oh, it sure is, and he doesn't look very happy.
Neither do the men surrounding him. What should we do?
Cabby.
It's still £10.50.
Would you follow that van, please?
To where?
Wherever it goes.
It'll cost extra.
Okay.
And you'll have to fill out a form.
Okay. Just get going.
Yes, sir.
Reggie. Just out of curiosity, what has Mr. Grote told you about his plan?
Enough.
Enough? Are you sure? How do you quantify enough? Do you know what's in those crates?
I have a pretty good idea.
Do you know what made the worker at the auction house so sick?
I'm not interested.
Seriously, Reg. I'm sorry. Can I call you Reg?
No.
Well, Reg, it's a little powder called Coflax. I'm guessing you had it delivered to the British Museum in a couple of crates.
Is that so?
Did Mr. Grote tell you to wear a special suit when you handled the crates? That powder in those crates is really dangerous.
You think you're so clever. Well, you're not. Antique vases, that's what was in those crates.
Oh, you saw them yourself, did you? And what did they look like?
Like vases that are antique.
Hmm.
Now stop talking.
Really? Vases?
Vases.
Well, then how did that worker inhale the Coflax?
You're asking me to sort out your guesses.
No, something broke.
What?
That's how Craig Robinson got sick. The Coflax is in the vases.
Wrong again. The vases were empty.
Empty? Well, then how... Well, I am getting sloppy.
You're also jabbering.
The vases are the powder. They're made out of it.
More jabbering.
But if the vases are made out of the Coflax, then how is it going to be put into the air? What's going to unleash it?
You're still jabbering.
And you still don't know what you're involved in, Reg. I took you to be smarter than that.
You're insulting my intelligence now?
Well, what kind of a man gets in the middle of a plot against world leaders and doesn't know how it works? I hope you don't have any family or friends going to the British Museum tonight.
I don't.
Actually, I do, Mr. Fingers. What's he talking about?
Nothing. He's bluffing.
I wish I were. But I can assure you that if Grote's plan succeeds tonight, people are going to die.
What? Die?
Just drive my craft.
But here's the question. How would you release a powder that's been made into the shape of a vase?
Oh, that's easy. You'd have to break it, or melt what's holding it together. The lacquer, or whatever it's called.
My craft.
I'm serious, Mr. Fingers. My daughter's into pottery. You shape it, fire it, then coat it as a seal.
But what temperature would you need to melt the coating?
Well, it depends on the coating. She did one little project where the stuff started melting at room temperature.
Room temperature? Which explains why the crates were temperature controlled, which means they have to be kept cool tonight until the leaders get there.
I'm gonna have to put a gag on you, aren't I?
Reggie, my daughter's at the British Museum. She wanted to see the President and the Prime Minister and all that Asian pottery.
Relax, Mycroft. Mr. Grote wouldn't put our families in danger.
You're being very naive for a hardened criminal, Reg. How is Grote going to control that powder once it's unleashed?
Mr. Fingers.
Stop talking, both of you. Just get us to the warehouse, Mycroft.
Hurry up, Cabby. You lost them.
No, I didn't. This is the warehouse district. They go into Reggie Fingers' warehouse just through that gate.
That's amazing. How do you know that?
My first clue was a Fingers Fish and Chips logo on the side of the van.
Okay. Stop here for a minute. We have to think this through.
Righto.
What do we have to think about?
What are we supposed to do? Raid the place?
Oh, we should call the police. I think my cell phone is in my purse.
I still have the business card from Detective McIntosh. Yeah, here it is. Well, who's this?
I'll find out. But I'm telling you now, I don't allow shared rides in my cab. Yes, sir?
Hello, sunshine. That's right. Breathe deep.
Reggie, we really should talk about this.
Mycroft, put him in the back with the girl.
Oh, you're not going to try the damsel in distress trick again, are you?
Why should I? You failed it the first time. Go on, Mycroft!
That's right, go on, Mycroft. While innocent people die at the museum. If you know where the vases are, tell me.
Keep your mouth shut, Mycroft.
This way, Jason.
Think of your daughter, Mycroft. Time is running out.
I know. In here, Whittaker.
Listen, Mycroft, you know you want to do the right thing.
I do. Which is why I'm going to call my wife and have her get my daughter out of the British Museum.
But what about all the other people?
Well, it's not my fault if your MI5 agents can't find those vases. In with a sarcophagus. On the second floor. Now stay put. Oh, third floor, I meant to say. Inadvertent slip of the tongue, of course. Sorry.
Well, in typical fashion, I don't have a cell phone.
Miss Undercover!
Sue, do you have your cell phone?
They took it.
We have to find a way out of here. Where's the secret escape?
It's a new building, sealed tight. I hate this part of London.
There must be some way out.
Look, Jason, I'm sorry about what happened outside of the hospital.
Yeah, you said so, right before Reggie knocked me out.
But you don't understand.
What's to understand? You do what you have to do to survive, I get it.
I wish it was true, but you, Dale and Anne, you're the most decent people I've met in a long time. I didn't mean to hurt you. They haven't hurt you, have they? Besides the knocking you out part, I mean.
Yeah, well, right now my professional skills are taking a beating. I have to get through to the British Museum. Lives are at stake.
Did Mycroft say sarcophagus?
Yeah, it's an ancient coffin.
I know what it is. I just didn't expect Mycroft to.
Well, it makes sense. The museum would have it climate controlled. And you can be sure Grote has figured out how to get the cooling system shut off at just the right time to release the Coflex.
Right, in here, all of you.
Dale, Anne, are you all right?
Oh, we're fine, Jason. A little woozy.
They gave us a small dose of some kind of knockout gas.
I'm all right, too, since you thought to ask.
Hold on there.
Yes, sir?
Let me see that purse.
My purse?
No, his. Of course your purse. Hand it over. Oh. Well, well, well. What do we have here? A cell phone.
It's American. We've had problems with it working in this country.
And the phone charges are extortionate.
Is that so? Then why does it look like a call's been made?
Well, that's my fault. I was trying to use her phone because I left my phone back at the hotel.
Oh, well, that's all right then. Now, behave yourselves.
He left the phone.
And what I said didn't make any sense. Is he really that clueless?
Not this time. Who were you trying to call?
Detective McIntosh of Scotland Yard. Would you like to talk to him now?
Now would be a very good time. There may not be a later.
Agent Florin!
Sir!
Get the hazmat team to the third floor immediately. The Coflex is shaped like vases around the sarcophagus there.
Yes, sir. Hang on. Did you say the Coflex are shaped like vases?
Just go! Mr. Schilling!
Yes, sir.
We have a viable threat. Tell the Prime Minister and the President that the event is cancelled. Move them to a safe location. We are quarantining this building.
They won't be happy, sir.
But they'll be alive. I knew you'd come through, Jason.
Here he is, Mr. Fingers.
Jason, are you and your pals enjoying our accommodations?
Not exactly a four-star experience, but it'll do. Hello, Dennis. Am I going to get my jacket and hat back anytime soon?
That depends on what you have to say to Mr. Fingers.
The computer is right here. I want the code to stop that worm in Mr. Grote's system, Jason.
Oh, so is that the same computer you're going to use to shut down the climate control system at the British Museum?
You are a clever lad. Now, that code, if you will.
Reggie, the name of my program is The Alamo. Does that mean anything to an Englishman?
It was a movie with John Wayne.
Yeah, well, do you remember how it ends?
It doesn't end well.
Exactly. I'm prepared if it comes to that. Are you?
I knew you'd say something like that. Dennis, Start with Jason's friend, Dale Jacobs. Is that his name? Maybe Jason will talk if we use our methods on his friends.
You wouldn't stoop that low.
Hey, I'm in the fish and chips business. You have no idea how low I'd stoop. What's that? Dennis, check the window.
It looks like... oh, dear. A helicopter.
What?
A dozen police cars.
What?
Half a dozen unmarked cars, a SWAT team van and...
what?
I don't know. A tank.
What?
Sorry, Reggie. We had to call in the cavalry.
How is that possible?
Mycroft?
Sorry, Mr. Fingers. I had to choose between you and my daughter. And, I've grown rather fond of my daughter.
Now, Dennis, my hat and coat, if you don't mind.
Jason, that was better than shopping on Regent Street.
I'm glad you enjoyed yourselves.
I want that exclusive story from you.
And you'll get it. Sue, are you okay? You look nervous.
There are a lot of police officers around.
Ah, it's all for show. Is there a problem?
They won't let me go back.
Back?
To my life. They'll take me to my foster parents.
Is that a bad thing?
They're very suburban. It's hard to live a quiet middle-class life when you've been to London.
Well, maybe they'll bring you back for visits.
No, they don't like London. They think it's unhealthy for me.
They're not wrong, Sue. You know, there's more to life than surviving on the streets.
Whittaker!
Ah, Billings. Everything okay at the museum?
Well, we got everyone out in time, thanks to you and your friends. Mr. and Mrs. Jacobs, Agent Florin, will take care of you from this point.
Well, thank you.
Will she also pay the cabbie? We owe him a fortune by now. I think there's a surcharge for abduction.
Tell him to bill MI5. They'll pay. Eventually.
Well, that was an adventure.
Yes.
Sue, Mrs. Anderson will accompany you.
Social services, right?
She's there by the red car. And do us all a favor. Don't try to run away.
Right. Bye, Jason. I haven't forgotten your tab.
You keep it running. And take care of yourself, Sue.
Right. See you later.
Jason, about that second crate...
what about it?
It's missing. There was only the contents of the one at the British Museum.
It's not here in the warehouse?
No.
Well, doesn't Reggie know where it is?
He won't talk to us without his lawyer. He wants to make a deal.
Well, then ask Mr. Grote.
We don't have Grote.
What?
He never showed up at the museum. And I'm afraid that he'll get to the second crate before we do. Who knows what he'll do with the other vases?
Yeah, it's easy to imagine. Where's my briefcase?
Your briefcase?
Yeah, I put a tracking device on Grote. It looks like a coat button. I slipped it into one of his pockets at the hotel during a little altercation we had. The equipment in my briefcase will show us right where he is.
I wish MI5 had your budget.
Yeah, let's just hope that Grote and that crate are in the same place.
Firefighter, hurry up. We haven't much time. And be careful with that crate.
Yes, Mr. Grote. It's heavy.
I'm sorry Reggie Fingers didn't have time to put the vases in something lighter for your convenience.
Did he have to use a coffin? It makes me nervous.
I don't care what he used. I don't want to be near those vases when they melt. Bring the refrigerator truck around. We must be quick.
Yes, sir. Will you be all right here?
I will be if you just stop talking.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to Fingers Fish and Chips, Mr. Grote.
Oh.
Though we don't usually seek customers after the restaurant has closed.
Whittaker.
And you've met Agent Billings before, I think.
Singapore, wasn't it?
The Philippines.
How did you get in here? We've been watching this restaurant for hours.
Ah, remind me to tell you about vents for old-fashioned steam heating one day.
So, Reggie put the vases from the second crate into a coffin. That's appropriate.
It's not climate controlled, I assume.
Most coffins aren't.
Pretty creepy keeping it in his restaurant's refrigerator. Or maybe Reggie's employees are just used to it.
Thank you for wheeling it out. That saves us some trouble.
As much as I love this verbal repartee, we should move soon. The vases will melt at this temperature. We'll risk exposure.
Then let's get on with it. You're under arrest, Mr. Grote. Billings, shall we call your agents?
I won't, just at the moment.
What?
Undo the latches on that coffin.
Billings!
I thought MI5 agents didn't carry guns.
It's not government issue. Do as I say.
Billings, what are you thinking?
Have you gone mad? Do you want to expose us to the Colfax?
It's harmless for the moment. Open it.
Very well.
Billings, tell me what's going...
A change of plans, Jason.
Are you satisfied?
Very. Now lift the lid.
You're being a fool. What now? Do you want the three of us to die?
Not all three of us. Climb in.
You've lost your mind.
You're going to experience what you plan to do to everyone at the British Museum. Breathe the Koflax.
No, Billings, wait.
Get in!
All right, all right. Perhaps we can negotiate, huh? I can make you a deal.
That's not what you did for Agent Farthing.
What? Who?
My partner. The one you killed in the Philippines. You showed no mercy at all. Lie down.
You can't be serious.
Do I not look serious? Lie down!
Whitaker, you have to stop him.
He's got the gun.
This is wrong. I want to see my lawyer, the ambassador.
Jason, close the lid.
Billings, listen to me.
And if I don't?
I'll shoot you if I have to. I haven't chased him this far to lose him now.
Whitaker, talk to him.
Listen to me, Billings. This is not the way. It's not justice.
There's no such thing as justice for men like Groat.
Wait, wait, don't do this!
Close it!
Please.
All right, all right.
Please!
Take it easy.
Okay, wait! Wait, don't do this!
Now do up the latches.
All right. This is a scare tactic, right? To get a confession?
I'm going to wait while those vases thaw. He'll be his own victim.
No, listen to me.
Maybe it's best if you wait in the next room.
Billings, you're not thinking straight. He'll stand trial. We have all the evidence we need.
No. He'll hire a slick lawyer who'll use the system to get him off. He'll plea bargain, he'll wind up in a cushy jail, or he'll walk away, but it won't be justice.
I know how you feel, Billings, but I cannot let you kill Groat.
Farthing had a wife and children.
So do you.
I'm willing to sacrifice my life to stop him.
And I'm willing to sacrifice my life to stop you.
What?
Are you willing to shoot me if I let him out?
Yes.
Well, then you'd better prepare yourself.
What are you doing? You'd die for that monster?
If I have to.
Think of how many people have suffered because of him.
I am. And everything inside of me wants the same as you, but it's still wrong. You shoot me if you want to stop me.
I'll do what I have to.
And so will I.
Jason? What are you doing here? Come in.
Thanks, Dale.
When I said I wanted your exclusive story, I meant at a decent hour. Is everything all right?
No, not really.
Oh, don't tell me. Mr. Groat got away and took the missing crate with him.
No. Mr. Groat isn't going anywhere. He and the crate are with MI5.
Well, that's good news, right?
Well, that's good news, yeah. However, Billings wanted to kill Mr. Groat rather than take him into custody. And I had to be the one to stop him.
Uh-huh. And?
Everything in me agreed with Billings. I wanted vengeance just as much as he did. I could feel it. Mm. Under different circumstances, I might have done exactly the same thing.
Somehow I doubt it.
Yeah, but see, that's the labyrinth, Dale. To live in lies to save the truth. How's a man supposed to do that? I mean, even for a good cause.
I don't know, Jason. I'm a journalist. I've had to live with that question my entire career. Huh. The taste of lies is foul, and it's even worse if you get used to it. I know that good will win in the end. But I have to pray for forgiveness if I've taken a wrong step while fighting for what's good. Huh. It's midnight.
Well, the Alamo Worm should be attacking Groat's network right about now. It's gonna bring the whole thing crashing down. It's finally over.
Thank God for that. Jason, you need some rest.
I know. I want to go home, Dale. I want to go back to Odyssey. I need a way out.
What's stopping you?
I'm not sure I know how to live normally anymore.
You sound like Sue.
Yeah, I know.
There's more to life than survival. Or the labyrinth. Odyssey's a good place to figure that out. And you know I'll do everything I can. We all will.
Yeah, I know that. Thanks so much, Dale.
When's the last time you prayed, Jason?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Let's do it now.
Okay.
Dear Father, Jason needs to feel your love and mercy. He needs your peace. Touch his heart and give him rest.
It sounds like Jason has come to the end of a long journey. He said he's been in the labyrinth so long, it's hard to know the truth without getting lost. You know, when we're having a hard time following the right path, it's helpful to remember the words of Hebrews 12, which says, "Let us throw off sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race God has set before us." We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross. Now he's seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. Think of all the hostility he endured from sinful people. Then you won't grow weary and give up. When we feel like giving up, we need to keep our eyes on Jesus. Only then will we be able to know the right path from the wrong, the way of the truth from the way of lies and despair. And only then can we run the race that God has set before us. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Labyrinth was written by Nathan Hoopler and Paul McCusker and directed by Paul McCusker, with sound design by Jonathan Crowe and music by John Campbell. Our voice talent included Townsend Coleman as Jason, Phil Lawler as Dale, Georgia Dolans as Sue, Simon Casanitas as Billings, and Milby Barron as Anne, along with Greg Baldwin, J.B. Blanc, Keith Ferguson, Darren Richardson, Christy Wu, and Ron Yuan. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.